Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, amen. And wherever you're listening to me, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together today and assemble in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on such a day to come together and assemble in your word. Therefore, Lord, we dare not to come without you, and we have given invitation to your spirit to be with us as we take this journey once again. And Father, we dare not take this journey without you. So therefore, not only do we invite your spirit, but we need your spirit to be with us this day. So Lord, through your spirit, I ask that you release unto us, your people, the understanding and revelation that we need concerning the word of God. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity you've given. And we just bless your name. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to start off in tonight in a new series, but not so new of a series. I want to start off once again by reading a verse from one of the messages of the angel of the Lord that I've been telling you about that Jesus has been sending. And I want to read the word to you from one of these messages. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But before I read one of these messages, if you have your Bible, let us go to the first book of John, chapter 4. The first book of John, chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. The first book of John, chapter 4. That's John in the back, the Bible here. 1 John chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 4, we're going to look at verse 1. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, and the word of God says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, keep that in mind as I read one of the verses from the messages that I have been giving unto you. And telling you about Jesus been sending his angel, I want to read a verse out of one of these messages. And this message is called the 84th message, meaning the 84th time that Jesus sent this angel. I want to read to you one of the verses of the message that this angel brought. And this is the words of Christ that he has been bringing. And it says, "Oh, I would that mankind would hear my words today as delivered by my angel and humble themselves." Oh, I would that mankind, okay, hallelujah, would hear my words. Now, mankind, once again, is dealing with all genders, male or female, all races, whether you're black, white, Chinese, Asian, whatever, all classes. You know, you have what is called the upper class, the middle class, and the lower class. Okay, and understanding that when the word mankind is used, it's including children, there's a show that there's no discrimination or no prejudice, no bias, okay, in such a thing as that. Now, remember, we open up looking at 1 John chapter 4. And in 1 John chapter 4, we were told, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God." So we are told, in other words, don't be naive. You know, some people are naive. Okay, they just believe anything, okay? And they don't check behind anything. And many times, well, I put it this way, some people like that, they're very easy to be taken advantage of. Okay? You could tell them just about anything. Okay? I remember I seen this at times when I was growing up in school. And once again, when I give this account, I'm not trying to say it just women or whatever. But I really didn't like when I was growing up in school, and like I said, it wasn't like it wasn't no boys, but many times I've seen it was girls. And like I said, I'm not saying only girls is naive, so put your stone and rocks down. I'm just giving you an example. And I really didn't like that. There were some guys that I saw the stuff that they were telling these girls, just believe anything they said. I mean, some stuff they told them was so ridiculous, I was just looking, you were thinking to yourself, I know she ain't going to believe that, and they did. And what happened was that many guys, and these are some girls that these guys was going with, okay? That's why they could fool around on that girl and fool around with another and another like that, because there was many times there was one particular girl, sometimes more than one, out of those they were fooling with that was very naive. She would just believe anything that he said. And be honest with me, that didn't set right with me. And many times it made me upset. But what could I do? There was nothing I could do. Okay? And sometimes some girls like that had to find out the truth the hard way. Okay? And some of them, you know, they was done dirt for so long, they was pushed to a real serious breaking point before they left the guy alone. And I say that to say this, there are some people who are professing born-again believers who operate in the spirit of believing every spirit, just naive. And they don't check behind anything. You, already, and I'm not trying to spend a long time on this because this is not the subject at hand, but already many of the world think that Christians are dumb, okay? I mean, they think we're dumb. We don't know nothing, stupid. I mean, I'm being honest with you, you know. And they think that we're so dumb to a point that they can tell us anything and we won't check it. And I have to say this with all seriousness and, you know, and sincerity, many times that's what we show them. We don't check behind nothing. They like, you know, this is how Satan was able to use people to rob the churches of let's say, of money. Because, you know, you got some people who fooling on drugs and stuff like that. and they know they can go give a sob story to this church and say, hey, I can't pay my light, my gas, and I owe this and that, and they can bring up a cockamamie story, and the church will give it the money, and then they'll wait a little bit, and then they come back again, okay? And the church will give it again. Well, Satan be using them to take money from the church, okay? So we're told here in the word to not believe every spirit, but try the spirits, okay? Now, I just read to you that in the message, one of the messages, this angel says that, and he delivered the word of the Lord that Jesus said, and he said that Jesus said, oh, I would that mankind would hear my words that has been delivered by my angel. Okay? Glory be to God. And so, in that, I also been sharing with you concerning these messages and telling you that these messages are from God. Okay? And that the angel is real. It is Jesus' angel that he's sending with words from Christ. Okay? Amen. Now, I share with you also that in the last series, you know, and in the last series, I share with you about how that the Bible is not the only book that contains the word of God. And I show you where even the Bible mentions other books that the Bible itself does not have, but letting you know they exist. And the reason why I showed you that is to let you know, just, you know, case, and I know the question will come up with many of you that, hey, you talking about this angel is bringing messages from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we got the Bible. I mean, we don't need nothing else. We got the Bible, okay? Amen. You know, what's wrong with the Bible? You can't accept the Bible? No, I don't have a problem with the Bible. The Bible contains the word of God, too, but it doesn't contain all the word, and it's not the only book, okay? And that goes to show you that Jesus can send words from his throne. And that goes to show you that, hey, he got other records to come for. Because why? Because as I showed you, and this was on yesterday's broadcast, that's why for those of you that first-time listeners, after you listen to this part today, go back and listen to the broadcasts before. You can hear episodes under this picture of a Bible on the page if you own it. I think it's going to be on the right-hand side. Hit the Bible in the drop box to come down. You hit episodes. It takes you to the past episodes. So the series before that is, does the Bible contain all of the Word of God? Okay. And then the series before that is Jesus communicating to mankind through his angelic being. Okay. Now, having said that, then and presenting this to you, and remember all this I'm presenting to you, hey, you get to ask Jesus. Brother Nate is not here to try to force you and say, you better believe it because I said it. None of that. Jesus instructs me to tell you and let you choose. He did not tell me to go on this broadcast, ask for your phone numbers, your address, and bug you half to death. He didn't say that. He said, give it, let them choose. That's it. And that's what I'm doing. Amen. So having said that, now the next question, seeing that one has been answered, that the Bible is not the only book containing the word of God, the next question will come up. It's like, hey, you're telling me that this angel, and this angel is supposed to be the angel of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom Jesus sent thus far 120 times from 1927 to 1994, bringing some messages from the Lord Jesus Christ. The next question would be, how can I know, or how can I tell if these messages are from God? Okay. How can I tell if these messages are from God? In other words, two, what John said in 1 John 4:1, Well, he said, try the spirits. How do I do that? Okay. How do I try this thing? How do I test this thing to see if these messages are from God? Okay. How am I supposed to go about doing that? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. How do I keep from believing every spirit or being naive concerning these messages? Okay. That is a good question. And we're going to answer it because there are some steps. Now, there was a man of God named Brother Kenneth Hagin. At one time he was living, I think he died, 2003, something like that, 2003 or 2006. But Brother Kenneth Hagin, and I want to recommend this book that I'm going to tell you about concerning him. I recommend, if you're a believer, buy this book. It's a thin book. It ain't got many pages, but it's powerful. And the title of it is Seven Steps to Judging Prophecy. And there are some people in the body of Christ think you can't judge prophecy. That every time somebody prophesies, you sort of go, ooh, wow, ooh, weird, run with it. No, that don't work like that. And you can judge prophecy. You can try it to see where they come from God. Well, these same steps you can use to try the spirit and to try and prove to see whether these messages is from God, okay? And there's seven steps. And I'm going to go through them. I'm not going to be able to go through them all tonight, but I'm going to go through them and show you how they apply to even this. And see, you can use that same thing to apply to this or any kind of supposed to be prophetic word somebody bring to you, even if somebody brought a book to you and said, hey, this book is of God. You can use these seven steps to tell whether it's from God. In fact, you wouldn't even have to be honest with you, for the most part, you wouldn't have to use all seven steps. Some of them is so obvious, okay? These books, like from these other religions, if you were to apply these seven steps to it, you wouldn't have to even apply all seven, okay? You wouldn't have to, because it would be so obvious on one or two of the steps up front, okay? Hallelujah. And so the title, once again, of this lesson is, how can I tell if these messages are from God? Now, this is a revise because I did this about 4 years ago. And I shared with you guys, I think that was on the series Jesus Communicate to Man Through Angelic Visitation. I shared with you how that the Spirit of God dealt with me about warning the people again and going through this again. Now, it's revised because he's letting me know that I have to be open for him to give me a little bit more on it than what I had last time or 4 years ago. And I mentioned this the other day too, always leave yourself open with God. Even on something he revealed to you, always leave yourself open that he can reveal more. Because when God reveals something to you and you get in that spirit like you got the whole nine yards, then he cannot reveal nothing further to you on that subject. And this is why many of us get stuck in a hole. We have got some revelation, but it's limited. Because when we did get some revelation, we came lifted in pride, and we thought we had the whole shebang. And therefore, we close ourselves even to further light. You get what I'm saying? And so when that happened, we messed up. And so we can't get nothing else on that subject, because we got to realize, even though God may have given you some light on the subject, that don't mean there is all the light on that subject. But see, the problem is we have treated it like it's all the light. You understand what I'm saying? Now, glory be to God. Like I told you, there are seven steps. Not going to be able to go through all of them tonight, but we're going to start on it tonight. We're going to start with step number one, okay? Step number one on how I can try the spirits to see if this message is from God, or how can I tell What can I do? What measurement can I use to tell whether these messages are from God? Now, people, I'm giving this to you. Letting you choose, but I'm giving this to you. You can apply this, okay? You can apply this. So we're going to start off with step number one. Step number one that you can use to tell whether these messages is from God or use it in any kind of way. Anybody supposed to bring you a prophetic word or another book or whatever, the first step is what kind of fruit is coming from the messenger or the message? Just pause for a minute. I want that to sink in. What kind of fruit is coming from the messenger and the message? Okay. What kind of fruit does the message, what kind of fruit does it produce? What kind of fruit is coming from it? That's step number one you can use to apply to tell whether it's from God or not. Well, let's look at some scripture on this. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at verses 17 to verse 20. Like I said, many of y'all that follow me on the broadcast, you know I'm not all about rushing. I don't want to go slow as a turtle needle, but I ain't all about rushing. Okay? Because God has dealt with me through the years that not only do we preach the word, but we got to teach it. And when you're teaching the word, you can't just rush through stuff. Sad to say, our honest and devoted teachers in this time have dwindled down to very, very little. It's not like it was back in the days. Back in the days, you had more teachers concerned about you learning, and therefore they would go at a certain pace teaching you. Now, a lot of these teachers today could care less. They rushing through, okay? One plus one won't even show you if it equal two. Just say one plus one, and we going on to the next, okay? Now, like I said, step number one, what kind of fruit is coming from the messenger and the message? Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 through 20. Jesus said, glory be to God. In fact, let me start at verse 15 and go to verse 20. It says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye should know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot, you see the word cannot, just like Jesus said in Hebrews 11, without faith, it's impossible. Then he tells you in John, except you be born of the water of the Spirit, you cannot. So understand this, when Jesus says something cannot, forget, don't try to do something to prove him out to be a lie, because you're going to make yourself look foolish, okay? See, when the word of God uses words like cannot and impossible, that's what it means, people. That's what it means. It don't mean nothing other way that you can make it look like, he don't know what he's saying. I can make it so. No, you can't. But anyhow, he said, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits, ye shall know them. By their fruits, ye shall know them. It's going to be good fruit if it come from God. Now, let's keep that in mind. Okay? If it come from God, it's going to be good fruit. Now, I got to work on this for a minute here so you can understand this first step in applying it. If it's going to be good fruit, that means it's a good tree and it comes from God. Now, notice that Jesus asked the question, do men, verse 16, gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? Now, you can't gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles, okay? Because you got it. Wait, you gather grapes off of what? Off a grapevine. okay? Now, I know many of y'all have seen a thorn bush and thistles. Let me use the word ouch, okay? Glory be to God. So you can't gather grapes from thorns or fig for thistles. See, this is a representation also of two different natures involved. Okay? Amen. Glory be to God. Because we got to understand, tree also represent people. You know, Jesus tells us in Psalm chapter 1, you'll be planted like a tree. Like you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, like a tree. So symbolically in many of the scriptures, a tree represent people. Okay? Not in all scriptures now, but in some of the scriptures, a tree symbolizes. You can't gather no grapes from thorns. Okay? Once again, two different natures, two different things. You gather grapes from a grapevine. Okay? Glory be to God. Good works with good motives come from a good nature. Amen? And so I told you that if it's good fruit, it comes from God, because we know God's nature is good. God, that's why he said in James chapter 1, every good and perfect gift come from where? From above, from the Father of lights. So God's nature is good. God does not carry an evil nature. Okay? So if it's a good tree, good fruit, meaning it comes from a good nature, that comes from God. Amen? Now, let's keep that in mind, what Jesus said here, that a good tree produces good fruit, and an evil tree produces corrupt fruit, and that you should know them by their fruits, and that a good tree cannot produce evil fruit. Once again, two opposite natures being displayed here. So keep that in mind. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Now, I told you I got to work on this a minute so you can understand step number one. Matthew chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 8. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Glory be to God. Look what the word of God says. And John the Baptist tells the Pharisees and Sadducees who comes to his baptism to be baptized. He didn't come to repent now, okay? They came to be baptized. So you got people going on like that today. You know, they got this mentality, I don't need to repent. I come to be baptized, but I don't need to repent. Why? Because they think they all right. They okay. Okay? So a lot of people, you know, you got many people, they get baptized because that's quote, the requirement of what the churches say. They don't understand what baptism really represents. But on top of that, they don't come, some of them don't come to truly repent. Because why? They think they okay. Ain't nothing wrong with them. My life is okay. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do like that. But, you know, oh, yeah, I kick all the mother sins out the door. They don't mean nothing. I'm okay. I just come to be baptized. I ain't got to repent. So the Pharisees and Sadducees come to the baptism when John is baptizing people. And John says in verse 8, well, I'm going to start at verse 7. He said, O generation of vipers. Start off with, let me read verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. Fruits meet for repentance. Okay? The Greek word for the word fruits there is karpos. And it means fruit as plucked. And it means fruit literally or figuratively. Okay? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I did a broadcast back here a few days ago when God gave me about repentance and how that the problem with many people, the big problem with them concerning repentance is the turning away. And I share with y'all this verse here too, that when John especially was telling them about bring forth fruits, the fruits You know, when you have a tree, a fruit is that which come forth from it. And not only that involves nature, but involves the acts that it do. And just like what he's saying, you got to show some that you have repented. There have to be some acts to show that you repented. Okay? Amen. So when it's a good tree, the acts or that which is done come from it is going to be good. Whatever comes from it is going to be good. Okay? The nature of it, you know, the very nature of it, the very fruit of it is going to be good. Okay? That comes from it. The very acts of it that's going to be is that come from it is going to be good. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. And like I say, keep all this in mind here. Acts chapter 26, verse 20. Now, this is Apostle Paul talking to King Agrippa, testifying to him about what the Lord did with him and how the Lord had called him. He's testifying to him about it. We're going to look at verse 20 in Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, verse 20. Amen. And the word of God says, and this is what Paul told King Agrippa. He said, but show first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Do you see that? The word work, original Greek word, ergon, it means to work. It means toil as an effort or occupation by implicating an act. So it's dealing with the acts too. As I told you before, first thing that the verse let you know that there have to be some acts to show that you repent. Okay? Now I'm dealing with the fruits. Hallelujah. The act. Okay? Because we're dealing with step number one. What kind of fruit? What is that? Remember, the fruit is that which come forth from the tree. What is that coming forth from it? The acts is what come from it, okay? The fruit, your acts, your works, what is coming forth? Is it good or is it evil? What's coming forward from it? Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is the message and the messenger leading you to sin or trying to get you to turn from sin? Is the fruit that coming from this message, is the acts or the fruit or the very nature that's coming from this message, is it trying to lead you to sin or lead you away from sin? Okay? Amen. Is it trying to get you to produce good fruit or evil fruit? Okay? Because if it's enticing you to do evil, okay, you understand what I'm saying? Then the fruit from it is evil. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, hallelujah. Give you one example. Brother Kenny Hagin was talking about one time, and I hope I get this story right, that he's talking about this particular evangelist, a man supposed to be an evangelist, came to this church. And I don't know if somebody invited Brother Hagin to come here, so he went to hear the man speak. And he said what the man was talking was, you know, some truthful stuff. He said, but he kept getting this check in his spirit, like something wasn't right. I know many of y'all sympathize with that. Have you ever heard somebody say some stuff that was, you know, by ear that was good, that was right, but you just kept getting this sensing in your spirit that something is missing, something is not right? And so what happened was this particular church that this evangelist had visited, the people of the church had been telling their pastor that this evangelist been doing some stuff that wasn't good. And so when they told the pastor confronted the evangelist, and the evangelist told him, said, oh, you know, pastor, you know, there ain't no truth to that and all that. So pastor took him at his word, and the people kept telling the pastor after that. So what happened was, I think the pastor's sister-in-law, I think, one of the meetings that the people had with this, quote, evangelist, while the pastor wasn't around, she took a tape recorder with her and taped them, okay? And she taped them saying, hey, it's all right to lie sometimes. You hear that? Well, lying is sin. People lying is wrong. Okay? Lying is wrong. And so you telling people, see that what was coming forth from him, he's saying it's okay to lie. Okay? And so when they played the tape back to the pastor confronted him by it, then he said, well, you know, pastor, you know, nothing wrong with lying sometimes. Well, see, that was the wrong fruit. Okay? That's wrong fruit coming from him. The wrong thing. He was leading people into the wrong. That was coming forth from him was a lie. Was evil. Okay? You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, glory be to God. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5. And we're still dealing with step number 1. Don't worry, people. I'm going to put this all together. You know. Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 19 to verse 23. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to verse 23. Still dealing with step number 1. How you could tell these mess from God. What kind of fruit come from it? What does it come from? Is it good or evil coming from it? Okay. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to verse 23, and it says, well, let's go back to, yes, let's start at verse 19. It said, now the works of the flesh, now we got, remember we talked about what works is dealing with your acts and all that. The works of the flesh are manifest, and then he lists them. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things should not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, we're seeing the acts of the flesh. We're seeing the nature of the Spirit of God that goes into the acts. Okay? And remember, Jesus talked about a good and an evil tree. So if it's a good tree, what's going to come from it? Okay? The fruits of the Spirit. And his acts going to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Amen. And that which come forth with it will be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. The message that come from him will be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. It will lead you into the fruit of the Spirit. It will lead you into doing that which is right. You understand what I'm saying? If it's an evil tree, then it's actually going to promote what? The works of the flesh. It's going to what? Lead you to evil. Its message is going to be leading you to evil. Do you get what I'm saying? I hope that you're getting this, okay? That's why Jesus talks about a good and an evil tree. What kind of fruit is coming from it, okay? Glory be to God. Now, having said that, I want to read to you from one of the messages, verse from one of the messages in here. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's called the 31st message, meaning the 31st time that the Lord sent his angel. And like I said, I can't read all the messages to you, but I'm giving you, tidbits out of that. And I've already told you, and I might, if I could think about it before I get off the broadcast, I'll give you that number again where you can call or order the messages yourself. You can read it for yourself. Amen. Now, in this message called the 31st message, now listen to what was said in this verse here. I want you to hear this, okay? If you hear anything, listen to what kind of fruit is coming forth from this message, okay? He said, ye that name my name, give thanks unto your master. In so doing, I will bless you, that you will be a blessing and bless others. Let my spirit rule your lives. Be ye what? Long-suffering. Be not as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Be filled with charity, and let peace rule your minds and your lives. The fire of joy shall burn within you. Yea, the Lord will walk and talk with those that keep his law in fullness. Seek not the praise of men. Be not heady nor high-minded. Seek to do good. A good tree cannot bear corrupt fruit, nor a corrupt tree good fruit. Did you hear that? He said, seek to do good. So the fruit that's coming from this message is good. Because why? Listen to one of the things that he told you. He said what? He said, be ye long-suffering. Now, does not 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, tell you that what? Charity, what? Suffereth long? Okay? Hallelujah. Then he said, be not as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. All that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay? Then he said, seek to do good. A good tree cannot bear corrupt fruit. And a corrupt tree cannot bear good fruit. So the fruit that's coming from this message is good. And it's leading you to that which is good. It's not telling you that it's all right to sin, just like I told you that Evangelist said. And not telling you that it's all right to lie. It's all right to steal a little, cheat a little. The messages don't declare that. Okay? That's not what's coming forth from these messages. Evil is not coming forth. It don't promote the works of the flesh. It don't say it's all right to get drunk a little. Okay? Ain't going to read that in there. It's all right to fornicate a little or commit adultery. Amen. In fact, if you order all these messages, you'll see where he speaks against adultery. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, let me read one more verse out of this step one we're talking. And this is called the 43rd message. The 43rd message. And glory be to God. Jesus sent it out June the 14th, 1939. I want you to hear, okay, what he says in this verse here, okay? Once again, showing you what kind of fruit comes from this message, okay? This is what he said. Verily I say unto all. Now, that's key. He's talking to the people of the Lord. He said to all. He said, I ain't saying this to some. I'm saying it to all. And he goes on to say, turn away from the past with its sins and traditions and move in the will of the Lord. And I will touch you in greater power and love will come upon you and bring together many wandering souls back to the path of peace. People, did you hear that? He said, turn away from the past with its sins and traditions. He didn't say it's okay to sin a little. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's telling us to turn away from sin. Now, that's the right fruit. See, this reflecting the nature of God. The works, the acts, that which is coming forth from this message is reflecting the nature of God. It's pointing people into the right direction. Okay? Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's very important. Okay? Glory. Just like if someone come and they supposed to be prophesying to you and you find out they think it's nothing but wrong or lying and cheating, my question to you is, would you listen to their prophecies? Yes, I'm talking to you, Christian. Would you listen to their prophecy? If you find out that they say ain't nothing wrong with lying a little bit or cheating a little bit or taking people money, deceiving them, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you need to get paid. Would you listen to their prophecies? You wouldn't, would you? Well, just the same as this. If any of these messages spoke and said, any of these messages delivered that was saying that Jesus says it's okay to sin a little bit, okay, then you would know that ain't a God. Okay? Because the right fruit ain't coming from this. If the messenger that's delivering this message coming with this kind of ain't nothing wrong with sin and coming, you know, with this sinful attitude, well, hey, it ain't coming from the Lord. Get what I'm saying? So that's step number one. What kind of fruit is coming from this? Okay? Does it promote sin? Does the message say anything okay about doing something that you know the scripture says is wrong or sin? Does it okay it? Okay? Amen. See, we have to learn to listen. And many times, hallelujah, we don't listen like we should to when something is brought forth to say to be from God. We don't listen to see what kind of fruit. What does it produce? Is it going to produce good fruit or evil fruit? If you follow it, In other words, if you follow it and it tell you it's all right to do this stuff that you know is sin, and you follow, what kind of fruit going to come from it? Well, of course, it's going to be evil. Okay? You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You know, if anybody brought you a supposed to be prophetic word from God and it's telling you to go do something in a low-down way to people, okay, well, the fruit that coming from it is not good. And if you follow it, that means the fruit that come from you wouldn't be good. You understand what I'm saying? So, like I said, number one, what kind of fruit comes from it? What kind of fruit comes from you heeding it? And you notice that what I read from this 43rd message, there he go, talking about love again. Okay? Not that funny love now. And people talk about, oh, free love. We ain't talking about that kind of stuff. That junk is not of God, okay? Not that funny love. We're talking about the true love of Jesus Christ, okay? That's what we're talking about. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's step number one that you can use to apply to see whether these messages are from God. Jesus told you that a good tree bring forth good fruit and an evil tree bring forth corrupt fruit. So what kind of fruit comes from these messages? What kind of fruit is coming from it? If you follow it, okay, amen, what kind of fruit would it cause to come from you? Okay, amen. That's going to anything. I don't care if listen, somebody bring a book from you and said from the Lord, you read it, and it says for people to hear it and follow and obey it, and you get up in there and you read it how it's selling, just go kill the people that don't agree with you and all that stuff. But then, wait a minute. What kind of fruit? Well, I tell you what kind of fruit will be coming from you, a murderous spirit. That's what will be coming from you. Then you know it's not of God. Okay? You know, there are some religions out there, hey, you disagree with them, hey, we got to fight. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, step number two. What's the second step? What other step I can use to see whether these messages are from God or any kind of message or any kind of book or whatever? What kind of step can I use? Well, step number two, does it glorify Jesus? Does it bring glory to Jesus? Okay, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Glory to God. Does it bring glory to Jesus? 1 Corinthians twelfth chapter. Now I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 3. 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, verses 1 to verse 3. Amen. And the word of God says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Do you see that? Okay. If anyone or anything operating by Jesus' Spirit or giving a message that comes from Jesus will not say that Jesus is a curse or doom. In other words, it would not put Jesus down. Now notice he said, if any is speaking by the Spirit of God. Now, he's not saying that no man out of his natural mind can say Jesus is Lord. He's talking about when the Spirit of God is supposed to be in operation with this person. There's no way that the Spirit of God is going to give you to put Jesus down. You get what I'm saying? There's no way the Spirit of God is going to give you a message that's going to put Jesus down and call him accursed or doomed. There's no way, okay? That means it wouldn't be glorifying Christ. There's no way the Spirit of God will be giving you messages that will lift up man and put Jesus down, okay? Amen. Glory be to God. See, that's what the Corinthians did at that time when they was operating under the wrong spirit. See, from what I understand, history tells that, and the reason why Paul had wrote this, even though man put it in a chapter and verses, the reason why he was writing to them, because there was some in the Corinthian church who were claiming to be used of the Spirit of God, but the message they were bringing was not glorifying Christ. It was putting them down. And so Paul had to write this episode letter and say, hey, concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. Okay? And then he goes to talk to him about that. He even, you know, lists the gifts in that chapter. But he had to do that because, once again, they didn't fully understand about the operating of the Holy Ghost with the gifts. And see, they was operating under the wrong spirit. Okay? And the wrong spirit they was operating on was speaking against Christ. Okay? So Christ wasn't being glorified. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So step two, does the messages or does anything that people bring to you that's supposed to be what? A word from the Lord or a book from the Lord, whatever, does it glorify Jesus or does it put him down? Give you an example. You got Islam who said their book is from God. Well, it couldn't be because the book, Islam book, they tell you, well, yeah, Jesus was a prophet, but that's all. Wait a minute. The scripture tells us that Jesus is Lord. And see, so their book put Jesus down. It doesn't glorify him. It puts him down, just put him down to a prophet. Just a man, just a prophet. That's not glorifying Christ. Therefore, it's not of God. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. No man speaking by the Spirit of God will call Jesus a curse. And if they're speaking by the Spirit of God, they will call him Lord. They wouldn't say he's just a prophet or just an ordinary man. No. That didn't come from the Lord. Now, let's look at something else on that, step two. Let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, okay? John chapter 15, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, notice John chapter 15, verse 8. John chapter 15, the verse 8. Now, look what he says. He says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Okay? Glorifying the Father, glorifying him. By what? You bear fruit. See, there's that fruit again. Okay? Hallelujah. Thing coming forth from you that's got to be good. Okay? And he's talking about all these fruits, yes. Remember in Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit. Okay? Love, peace, joy, meekness. Okay? His message is leading you to loving God. Okay? Loving Jesus. Or love the way he said loves. Okay? Does it glorify him? Does it lift him up? Glory to God. Do we give all glory and honor to Jesus Christ? Amen? So now let me read a couple verses from the messages, and I'm going to end it there. The first one is called Message 84. Message 84. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The 84th message sent out November the 3rd, 1966. And I want you to hear closely what this angel of the Lord brought in this message that was said. And listen close, because remember, step two, does it glorify Jesus? Does it lift him up? Okay? Does it reduce him down? Does it make you think that he's just an ordinary person? Okay? Does it, you know, does it not lift him up as being Lord? Okay? And listen to what he said. He said, This is the message that he brought from Jesus. Listen to these words. I am he that is called I am. I am the great white spirit. I am he that is called Shiloh. I am all in all. I am the only living God, creator of the universe, ruler and judge of all. I am the chief cornerstone. I am the stone the builders rejected. I am the Christ, the Son of Man. Wow. I am God. I change not. I am he that was called Jehovah. I am Jesus Christ. I am the beginning and the end. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I am the Lord. I am he that was manifest in the flesh, death, and resurrection. I am he that is risen. I am the Lord God. Now, if that don't glorify Christ, I don't know what will, people. If that don't glorify Jesus, I don't know what will. What else you know? Listen to them words I read. It puts Jesus in the right place, number one, as the head, okay? Up there, top of the line. No one's greater. When you get in a message that's putting somebody over Christ, you better just throw it in the garbage can. And they tell you, say, well, this come from God. No, it didn't come from God. Amen. You get that. Hallelujah. If it don't glorify Jesus, if it bringing glory to man, more glory to man than Jesus, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We got to watch out on that, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me read one more. This is called the 34th message. Message 34, sent out May the 14th, 1938. This is what is said in this message. Hasten, ye sons of Levi. Hasten to your calling. Remember your ancient choosing, calling, and promise of your Lord. Let not my work suffer because of unbelief, but arise and go forth in the strength of the Lord, for love is your work. Go in faith. Now listen to this. He says, bear ye the fruits of my spirit, that there may be order in my house. Now remember what he said in John 15. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear what? Fruit. And he tell you what? Bear the fruits of my spirit, that there may be order in my house. Hallelujah. Amen. Those he said, bear the fruits of the spirit. He didn't say do the works of the flesh or do what you like. Oh, some of y'all my age, you know what I'm talking about. That, remember that rap song? That was a fleshly, lustful, inordinate, whatever you want to call it, rap song. And the name of the song was Do What You Like. And if you ever seen the video didn't make it no better. Amen. But see, Jesus didn't tell in his message, do what you like in my house. It still be okay with me. Well, if you ain't bearing the fruit, how you going to glorify Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we overlook and miss how Jesus going to be glorified. He said, if you bear much fruit, this is how my Father is glorified. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stop it there tonight. Lord, say the same. Continue with part two tomorrow, step number three. Okay? How can I know the message from God? Now, I gave you the first two steps. It's up to you to apply it, but, amen. I want to give you this phone number again. It's to the center place in Independence, Missouri, the Church of Christ Elias message. The phone number is 1-800-752-1507. 1-800-752-1507. And if you can't reach nobody at the number, call this number, 816-252-2343. 816-252-2343. And tell them you want to order the message. I think the message is whatever ones you want. I forgot the exact price. I don't know if it's a copy of so many for 50 cents or something. I forgot the price. I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot the price on it. But you can call and tells her, hey, either you say, hey, I want all 120 messages, or I just want message 1 to 10 or whatever, you know, you want to study. Hey, it's up to you, because I want you to look at them for your, put your eyes on it, and then go to God about it, okay? You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Because that's very important, people, okay? For, once again, that's what we're told, me and others that have received this way of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what we're told to do. Tell the people what he do, okay? And that's what I'm doing. We're letting you know what Jesus is doing. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your word once again. You brought us to this point once again that, Father, that we was able to make this journey in your word with your spirit. So, Father, tonight we ask that through your spirit that you would touch us, strengthen us. And, Lord God, those that were listening, I pray that you will move on them to seek your face like never before and seek your face about this when I'm giving to them. For, Lord, you instructed me to tell them, and you instructed me to let them choose. And so, Father, that's what I'm doing. So, Lord God, it's between you and them now, in Jesus' name. And I give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m., part 2. How can I tell if these messages are from God? Revised, part 2. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.